In the news business, we read tweets all the time just to make sure we're not missing anything, and we tweet to promote our stories. Other people use it in other ways. Mark Smith, the director of the Social Media Research Foundation, in conjunction with the Pew Research Institute, set out to make sense of all this information. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how did you get the idea to study Twitter, and what did you intend to find out?
Well, I'm a sociologist, and sociologists are very interested in the ways that groups of people come together and form something bigger than the individual. They form societies. The rise of social media has given sociologists a really big opportunity because now hundreds of thousands, millions of people are interacting, and they're interacting online in a way that leaves behind a lot of data about who talks to who and when. So we've been studying public social media data sets, looking at the shape of conversations. As sociologists, it's a very interesting topic. Of course, recently, the role of social media in politics and in culture has only increased in importance. So we feel like we are bringing a new set of tools, both sociology ideas and software, to help take pictures of this new landscape of association.
So some people might wonder, well, how in the world did you do this? How many tweets did you look at, and what kind of research did you do?
Well, we apply a method called social network analysis that looks at pairs of people, the way that somebody might reply to another person or mention another person. Every time that happens, we see that as an event. Somebody did something with somebody. So we've been collecting, using software we've designed, which is free and open and publicly available. We use this software every day now for more than 4 years to collect data from services like Twitter, but also Facebook and YouTube and others. And we collect messages every day on a variety of topics, political topics, commercial topics, technical topics, conference events. And having collected now more than 1.5 million of these different collections of connections, these network maps, after a while, they start to resemble one another. If you look at enough of them, you start to realize that you've seen this kind of network map before. After many, many years of research, we identified 6 basic patterns that people form in Twitter without anybody telling them to, without any individual being in charge of them. People just form these patterns, and there are 6 different patterns. We didn't expect that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because to many of us, Twitter seems kind of chaotic. But as you mentioned, you found just 6 distinct patterns. So, and you have some local data, and we'll get to that. But what are the 6 patterns?
Right. So the patterns that we found form when individuals make a decision: who will I reply to? Who will I mention? And every time that happens, a little line in our diagrams, a line is formed between 2 dots. One dot is the person who spoke, and the other dot is the person who they spoke about. And so that's a connection. And when you get a collection of connections, these kind of spider webby patterns emerge. Out of individual choices comes a kind of collective structure. And so we start to see certain kinds of structures. There are 6 of them. We gave them names. We call them divided and unified, fragmented and clustered, and hub and spoke outbound and hub and spoke inbound. Those are 6 different patterns we see in Twitter and also in services like email lists and discussion groups. Wherever anybody can reply, these 6 patterns are possible to form. And basically, each different pattern is generated by a different kind of conversation. A different kind of social group generates these patterns. So, for example, the divided pattern is what happens when politically controversial topics are talked about in social media. Rather than having 2 groups of people arguing with each other, what we really see are two groups of people talking about the same thing, but not talking to each other about it. And any of the major hot-button U.S. political issues are frequently in this pattern. Two big blobs of people, they talk to themselves, they don't talk to each other. And it's worth noting, they make use of URLs. People are tweeting an URL to various websites. And we measured how many of the URLs are the same in each of the groups, and the amount was zero. None of it was the same. And so it can be a little depressing to look at this divided pattern and to think, well, that's what social media is. But the good news is that our research showed that there were at least five additional patterns, that not all of the discussions in Twitter were divided in this way. In fact, we found this opposite pattern, which we call unified, which is one big group, sort of a small town in which everybody knows everybody. And we found that these were topics that were professional in interest. People who were having a discussion about fairly technical topics or hobbies or conferences, things where many people knew each other. There were a lot of connections among them. And this was the opposite of the divided pattern.
So interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
There were others as well. Oh, go on.
And so I wanted to ask you, because we were going to do this interview, you looked at Cincinnati and made up a couple of different graphs. Did we fit into your six patterns, and what can you tell us about our area?
Yeah, you can find maps, and anybody can make these maps, but we made a few just for this discussion. One is for 91.7 WVXU. It shows that you are, of course, a broadcaster. And that was one of the additional four patterns, that there's this fragmented pattern. That's when brands are being talked about. Then there's a clustered pattern when a brand has a community, but it's still being talked about by a lot of different people who don't talk to each other. And then there were these two hub-and-spoke patterns. And one of them is the outbound hub-and-spoke, the other the inbound hub-and-spoke. Inbound hub-and-spoke we call broadcast. And your pattern is a broadcast pattern. Your organization tweets many times a day. Many people retweet your tweets, but they tend not to talk to each other. It's a hub and spoke pattern. This is distinct from a discussion group where many people actually talk to each other. And so one goal for your social media presence might be to say, okay, we are a broadcaster. Let's try to grow community. You'd get a kind of key performance indicator in that way. And you can look at these maps yourself. They're on the web. Look for 91.7 WVXU in our site on the web at nodexlgraphgallery.org. That's nodexlgraphgallery.org. And there's a search box. You can find your stuff there. It's at the top of the page now, but it might sift down to the bottom soon.
Yeah. And so will these patterns, and I guess I'm talking nationally now, stay consistent as more and more people use Twitter?
That's a really good question, and it's an empirical question. We'd like to be able to have the tools and the scholars out there watching systems like Twitter to notice when things change. But so far, over 4 years, having looked at many, many tens of thousands of these networks, we haven't found a seventh pattern yet. And so these do seem like the six basic patterns. And we will argue there could be a seventh pattern. We think that this is an early phase in our research where we're looking. We're actively looking. And part of our goal is to deliver the tools that we used ourselves to everyone to help them look as well. The more people who are studying social media, the better, because this is essentially the new landscape for civil society. This is where we go to have our culture. I'll note that it's newsworthy whenever a few thousand people gather in a plaza or a square in the capitals of the world, and when a few thousand people get together in that way, somebody sends a photographer. Right now, thousands of people are gathering in the virtual plazas and squares of the internet, and nobody's sending a photographer. We'd like to be that photographer. In fact, we'd like to build the camera and give it away so that lots of people can be that photographer.
And based on what you said, what other social media data deserves exploring?
Well, you know, I think wherever the people are, and that means that services like Facebook and YouTube, including Twitter and Flickr and email systems, are all very valid areas. We just added a connector that allows us to study wikis, media wikis like Wikipedia. That's also clearly a very important kind of social media platform. But let's not forget all of the other kinds of platforms that are in use all around the world. I'm thinking about the 384 million people in China using Sina Weibo. You may not be up on that one. I wasn't. But there's social media platforms in use. There are social media platforms in use all over the world, and we'd like to build connections to, well, all of them. That's going to take a while, and we're looking for collaborators. We found collaborators in many cases around the world who are interested in their own local social media platforms, platforms in Russia and Korea and elsewhere. But we don't know what we're going to find until we go and look. So we'd like to build the instruments and the tools to make it easy to have that research.
Very good. Anything else you want to add, Mark?
Just that there's a lot of utility to making a map of social media in the same way that it's useful to have a map of the physical world. When you use a map, you use it for a lot of different reasons and purposes. You often try to find a destination and then find a route to it. In social media, a social media map also helps you find a destination, which is often a person, a leading person. Who is the capital or the mayor of your hashtag? That's something that social network analysis can answer, and we do live in a network society. So it may be the case that better tools for network analysis are really important, and that using a network and insights into a network can be a very useful thing in business and in government.
So true. Well, thank you. Mark Smith is director of the Social Media Research Foundation, who, along with the Pew Research Institute, studied Twitter and found just six distinct patterns. Thanks for your time, and I'm Ann Thompson for Cincinnati Edition.